Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Hello, Sandman. I was wondering why you were showing me some of your blind spots. It seems rather careless at first sight, but I'm wondering if you're doing it to see what I'll pounce on. It seems a bit odd for you to be this careless. Tactics like doxing, although more feminine in nature, are not for me. I've sized you up a few times already. There are strange things about you describing yourself as a gazelle. Most of the community prefers predatory animals. So while you may prefer to avoid fights, it'll be nasty to get into one with you. One would need to proceed with the utmost caution, male or female for that matter. It makes me wonder how arguments went in your love life. I'm asking in hopes of learning a thing or two. As I said in my last request, my partner and I seem to be arguing more and more. It is pretty one-sided, to be honest. The exact issues and details don't really matter. It's a pattern I find irritating. Neither of us are really into speaking all that much, and we never really needed a lot of words to get messages across. This always went fine. I'll take doing errands as an example. In the past, I would ask for dish soap, and he would buy the correct one. Nowadays, he buys either the wrong type or different brand, or comes home with hand soap. It is getting on my last nerve. I don't have the energy to keep correcting things, mostly because smaller things are happening at work or with extended family. And it's getting harder and harder for me to not absolutely lose my temper. I had some health things that I really needed to look into. So when I come home, I'm just about ready to explode about everything. It's gotten so bad that I just walked out of my job a few times. But I'm still employed because even my boss said that it was justified. As for the errands at home, the pattern is, I ask for something it's not done or done incorrectly, and I get angry. So I don't want to ask for anything anymore because I don't feel heard. I'm still a woman and my fifis can only tolerate so much. My partner tries to help and his own words screws up and makes me angrier each time he tries to help. He is walking on eggshells now. Because of that, he's stressed out and screws up even more. A pitiful downward spiral that I'm looking to break, preferably before we start arguing in front of my son. I think we're both tired trying to do a lot of things that should not be this hard to do or take that long to take care of. I also don't feel like going on a vacation. I'd rather snuggle on the couch and watch a movie or something low-key like that. Despite what's been going on, my partner is hardly getting angry. Just upset about how things are going and not being able to help. It is rare for him to get angry, especially with me. I can count less fingers on one hand than times he's gotten angry. Considering how long we've been together, that says quite a lot. I find it quite terrifying. He has an athletic build and can be more destructive than me if he wanted to. When he's angry, I become quiet and get a lot of people to leave him alone so he can calm down. Do you have any ideas as to how I'm supposed to get him to get off those eggshells? Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I wouldn't describe myself as a gazelle, more like a Canada moose. There were no arguments in my love life because my partners would give me the silent treatment, the way your partner is. I had zero arguments over 15 years and my therapist said that that was unhealthy. Because things wouldn't get resolved until they blew up. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Family Law Project. It's similar to RateMDs.com, and if you've been to a corrupt family court or woke school, you can now report terrible judges, teachers, caseworkers, and therapists on The Family Law Accountability Project. It helps you figure out which lawyers and educational institutions to avoid, too. And by leaving a review, you help others having their academic or financial life wrecked by wokesters. What are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Sandman isn't as scared of being doxxed today as he was in the past Clown World show. One of Sun Tzu's ideas from the Art of War book was to show weakness when you're strong, and appear strong when you're weak. So maybe my subconscious is doing that with you, Fat Cat, leaving lines of attack open to test you. As for your partner, there's a good chance he resents you, so he's being passive-aggressive by buying the wrong items at the grocery store. You can uncover if it's the truth by texting him the exact pictures of the items you're looking for. Men are visual creatures. When you ask us to get ketchup out of the fridge, we don't see ketchup or read the labels. We look for a bottle with a Heinz label. If you send him with pictures and he still doesn't bring the right items back, then you can pretty much be sure he's playing games with you. That's what I would do. A lot of the time people are passive-aggressive and it's subconscious. They aren't even aware what they're doing and why they're doing it. It's a strategy that a partner takes if they don't want to do something and take advantage of their partner's high standards to get them to do it instead. It's a resentful response as to having to walk around on eggshells around your partner, and the resentment builds. both sides are attacking each other in a sneaky way because of that resentment. You might be secretly happy that he's walking around on eggshells, and here you are virtue signaling that you want him to stop walking around on those eggshells. His conscious mind might be genuinely trying to do the right thing and complete tasks correctly, but he's sabotaging himself because he resents you for asking him to do the things that he doesn't want to do. So instead he's trying to piss you off so you give up and do most things yourself. That is why I say that relationships are really between four people. The two conscious ones and the two unconscious ones. I never walked around on eggshells around my partners. They were the ones that walked around on eggshells around me. Eventually they became too passive-aggressive and started doing tasks half-assed as well, and then I left them. That was the pattern. It's not just women that have an emotional breaking point. I just think that women stick around in emotionally abusive relationships longer because they're afraid to leave. And the men that do this to them know it each time. If I knew now what I didn't know back then, I'd try and talk to my partners about this. But I don't think it would have worked because it often takes years of time to build to that resentment level, and you don't really have any warning signs until it's too late and they've changed their feelings for you. Most of us tolerate others until we don't. Then we subconsciously sabotage our relationships with them. Also, as men, if we don't use our minds like a muscle each day, they tend to deteriorate quickly. Even though women are the ones that are more likely to get Alzheimer's and dementia, men deteriorate mentally in relationships. I think it's that when we love a woman, our mind gets chemically castrated, and that's more pronounced as we age. I watched a similar dynamic that you have with your partner, with my parents growing up. It was fun watching my father do this to my mother, but it wasn't fun when my ex-girlfriends did it to me, walking around on eggshells and then using passive-aggressive techniques to manipulate me. People never do things up to my standards, so I find it's just easier to do them myself. I dealt with this passive-aggressive garbage when I moved in with women, and I don't want to deal with it ever again. Fat Cat, your guy, isn't getting angry, and it's more likely that he's getting resentful. He gives you the silent treatment when angry. That's something women I know are more likely to do. The only way to get him to stop walking around on eggshells around you is to make sure you create an environment where he feels safe bringing up his concerns instead of dealing with your famous temper, where you fantasize about throwing siblings off of super tall structures. You guys have to start being a couple of adults about it. He can't be the cowardly lion hiding and worrying about your temper, and you have to calm the hell down and not potentially blow up on him. It's a terrible thing living in fear. I picture the two of you like that couple from the TV show Little Britain, which I put a link to as today's not-so-mystery link, except you're the guy with the temper, and he's the fat girl giving you the silent treatment. As for me revealing information about myself like my recent trip to Serbia and showing my cousin's license plate, or allowing Fat Cat to send a package to a different cousin, I'm rapidly getting to the point where I'll have enough FU money to not worry about being doxxed and having my life wrecked unless it's the government of Canada going after me, for hate speech specifically, if they possibly get Bill C-63 into law. If that happens, I'll take a long vacation and not check my mail, wink wink, until the Liberal government gets thrown out of office before making my return. I know it's dumb to say my plans in case the government hears it, but can they really go after me until the law's passed? No. Plus only another 19 months of Trudeau, and then we'll have the largest conservative government in the history of Canada. Hopefully things will change. People are tired of our country getting wrecked by wokesters. Besides, I've trusted men's rights activists with my identity before, and they never revealed it. Here's hoping that over the next year, the FU money arrives, and even if my identity is revealed to some extent, it won't impact me losing video and photography clients. As for your situation, Fat Cat, it's hard to get your partner to open up after almost 20 years of silence. Plus, smart men don't open up to women because you ladies usually use it against us. I don't mind opening up because for my entire life, I haven't been a slave to love and leave relationships if I'm being disrespected. No argument or compromise. I simply cut off my abuser cold turkey, and they're usually dumbfounded by it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat will smash your partner's self-esteem with her sharp tongue if he says or does the wrong thing. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Make.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Canadian government from arresting me for pre-crimes away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.